Well, we had a French horn with the Beatles album earlier, and that's the multiple horns that herald the arrival of Wallace Chapman.
I was just thinking that, JC. I listened to Revolver going, oh, the memories.
Yeah.
My favourite Beatles album.
Really?
It was my bag when I was 16.
Teased
for it at school because this was the height of Dire Straits and U2.
Yeah.
And I was called Beatle. That was my nickname because why are you into the Beatles, mate?
I don't know if the Beatles were out of fashion, but if they did have a down patch, it would have been the 80s, right?
It was the 80s.
10 or 15 years after they'd split up, they weren't nostalgic yet.
No, they weren't. So, no, I just loved it. And very psychedelic, wasn't it? Gosh, the, you know, Tomorrow Never Knows, all the seagulls and all the woo.
Probably best not to ask. Part of the comeback, I reckon, for the Beatles was when I discovered them, the twist and shout scene, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, with him heading down in the parade and lip-syncing along to that beautiful twist and shout. And I was like, Dad, who's that? And he said, well, have I got a story for you? They're called the Beatles.
Jesse, I have a big question for you today.
Yes.
Actually, you don't have to answer it for the listeners. It's a very big one. All right, so today, more than 150 experts here and around the world have called on this government, the New Zealand government, to legalise all drugs in New Zealand. After 50 years, the Misuse of Drugs Act has failed to reduce drug use, they say. So, a panel snap poll, do you support the legalisation of all drugs in New Zealand? Yes or no? Why or why not? 2101, let it rip.
Thank you.
Yep, it's World Drug Harm Reduction Day today, so that's why we're asking.
So it feels so counterintuitive, even though when you hear the arguments for it, you think, oh, but do I really want
totally.
To legalise pee and heroin
Absolutely.
And cocaine? And,
well, yeah. They say there's got to be a better way.
Right.
50 years on, there just has to be a better way. Mm. Do you agree? Yes or no? 2101. Also today, a public uproar in Australia about domestic violence. There's been a national discussion there, so the government there has pumped $1 billion into the issue. We ask, should the same happen here? And apparently, finally, just 30% are happy with their Mazda 6.
I heard that story. Car of the year, multiple years running.
What's wrong with the Mazda 6, we ask? Well, apparently just 30% of you are satisfied. But what are you happy with? The Nissan Leaf. So what is it?
Well, that's you're helped along by smugness with the Nissan Leaf. You're so pleased with yourself driving around your little electric vehicle.
Just driving my Nissan Leaf.
You just want to tell everyone about it.
But why are you happy? Because it's got a range of 40 Ks, right? Or is it 35 Ks?
No, let's put it to the Nissan Leaf supporters Facebook group.
Why
which apparently it's very active in
New Zealand.
Why
are you so happy? Why are you happy, mate?
Oh.
So we talk about that. Yeah, we've got an EV expert on, so it's all going on the panel today.
Awesome. I love it. And Sam Hollis is producing the panel behind the scenes, and each day around this time he just picks out a story that didn't quite make the cut, but which he liked anyway. And what have you seen, Sam?
Today I've seen an article that is attempting to lay some ground rules for headphone use. Mm. So the writer here goes over kind of the history of headphones, saying that ever since the Sony Walkman put headphones on the map in 1979, headphones have been hailed as both a technological marvel and criticised as potentially being antisocial. So to look at the rules they set here, to be more specific, they centre the debate around airports, just because it's a place with a lot of foot traffic, important announcements are being made all the time. It's obviously particularly noisy at airports. So a couple of the rules they lay out are that you should always remove headphones when having a face-to-face interaction. You should make sure you're not playing them so loud as that you're drowning out important announcements and safety briefings and things like this. But what do you guys make of headphones in public, maybe taking it away from the airport specifically? Do you find it a bit rude when people walk along the street with their headphones, kind of blurring out the rest of the world?
I think I've got a view on this, and I actually think it's not just rude, I think it's unbelievably rude. I saw a person in front of me a few weeks ago who ordered their coffee and still had her headphones on, and the person said, "How's your day?" She didn't reply.
Mm-hmm.
Still headphones on. I thought, what a shocker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, What would it take for you to just slip your headphones off and then order?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you have to keep your headphones on whilst ordering your coffee.
Well, I think we're
so rude.
We're quite privileged to answer this question, Wallace, because I happen to know that Sam Hollis, our producer, is a huge headphones wearer.
Yeah, I'm happy to be the headphone defendant here. I mean, in that situation, well, in situations like that, I always tend to think, huh, I wonder what they're listening to. It must be really good. Like, maybe, you know, maybe they're halfway through Revolver, Wallace, and, you know, would you really want them to shut that down just to get their coffee?
I've seen you walk around with headphones 90% of the time around the office and outside, and I thought, you're missing out on so much. You're missing out on the oral symphony that is Lambton Key.
What? Or really, I'll give Hodgson everyone Street. An example of this oral symphony.
When you go to get a pizza, what was that sound, by the way, Sam? What
was it? Was a keyboard
impression of? Okay. When you go to get your little,
I thought that was really good. Yeah, I thought that was going to come across really well. And then okay. What was that? I got it. Yeah, thanks.
When you go to get your little pizza scroll from Dough Bakery on Lambton Quay, do you actually take your headphones off, or do you
to
bark
order the
what
food?
You want and wait for them to serve you?
No, I do take them off to order anything. Any, like, face-to-face interaction I have to have, I will definitely take my headphones off. And not just, I also just like the kind of one-ear thing as well, you know, when people just kind of slide them to the side.
Yeah.
That doesn't cut it for me. Like, I agree. I think any face-to-face interaction, you should take them off. But also, if I'm wearing them, it's a sign that I will be restricting all face-to-face interactions as much as humanly possible. So it's a fine line. It's a grey area for me.
This is not an etiquette question, Sam, but I'm interested in your thoughts. Do you worry that by spending so much time with headphones on, with inputs, that you're not giving your brain that kind of like processing time that you only get with silence?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, that processing time can be dangerous. I don't know. I think the less processing time, the better for me, honestly.
I just think that we don't appreciate silence. There was even a song written about it.
Yeah? What was it called?
Silence is golden. Silence is golden.
I could have sworn you were going to say The Sound of Silence. How is that the one you went to there? Maybe more time with headphones on, Wallace, and we might be able to evolve your music taste a little bit.
I just think the likes of you people are missing a trick.
You people?
Well, not you. You.
Yeah, me. Okay.
I think any conversation that ends with Wallace referring to someone as you people is a day well spent on the pre-panel. Thanks, Sam. Great story.
Thanks,
as always.
Guys.
Wallace is back with those other stories from 6 p.m. and you can contribute your thoughts on 2101. Sarah Sparks and Gary Moore, the panellists in the panel hour from 6 p.m. tonight. Lisa Owen and the Checkpoint team are next.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.